Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Savage. Yes, indeed, it's Michael Savage. And, of course, I'm not going to talk about the so-called fiscal cliff, because it's been talked about from morning till night, and it's all a charade. It's a shell game. John Boehner looks like he came out of the tanning bed with a case of scotch. Looking better than ever, by the way. Obama, of course, is laughing at everyone because he knows the outcome before it even started, just as he knew the outcome of the election going back to the conversation with Medvedev last year when he said, when I'm reelected. So it's all a shell game. So I'm not going to talk about what we can't control. You may think you can control it. You can get righteously indignant if you wish. I want to talk about Susan Rice for a moment. Now, I don't know the lady. Nice-looking woman, lied to America about what happened in Libya. We know that. Bald-faced lie. Went on the shows, I started to scream at the television. The dog got frightened, ran under the desk. But I don't really know who Susan Rice is. I knew she was a naked, bald-faced liar. Nice lady, though. Good-looking. But I looked into her background. I'm going to give you some information you've heard nowhere else. No, sir. Not from Rush, not from Hush, and not from Mush. You have not heard what I'm about to tell you about Susan Rice on Rush, Hush, or Mush. Wallbanger? No. Nobody is going to disclose to you that her father is a former governor of the Federal Reserve System. Aha. Now, you heard that she had investments and that she's worth $24 million. Nothing wrong with that. You heard that she had investments in companies that do business with Iran. Nothing wrong with that. That's par for the course for a Democrat. I mean, this goes back to Robert Rubin's day at Treasury under Bill Clinton. Say one thing, do business with the enemy. You know, that's how it works if you're a Democrat. Oh, and at the same time, say that you're for the downtrodden, poor, and, of course, the African-American. So she's worth between $24 to $44 million. God bless her. How she made it, I don't know. Now, probably through investments, she's a very smart woman. She's a former basketball player, star point guard on the basketball team. Went to, of course, the Institution of Lower Living here in the San Francisco area, Stanford. She's a wonderful scholar. And she's, by the way, a protege of that wonderful prize, former Secretary of Haight, none other than Madeleine Halfbright, the woman who, of course, became a lobbyist for China right after leaving the government. Bombed Serbia into the Stone Age because Serbia was trying to protect Kosovo from a takeover by the Kosovo-Albanian Muslim terrorists. That's the kind of people you're dealing with. They stole a half a nation from the Serbs, does business with Iran. Now she wants to be Secretary of State. Now, I would say she has the qualifications to become Secretary of State. Now that I've given you her curriculum vitae, she's perfect to be Secretary of State. I mean, she follows Madeleine Albright. How much lower can you go? I mean, it's perfect. She's right in line to become another Madeleine Albright. Federal Reserve System? The father was a former governor of the Federal Reserve System. Mother, guest scholar at the ultra-liberal Brookings Institution. And so, therefore, ladies and gentlemen, although you learned today that she was a wealthy woman, and we don't attack wealth on the Savage Nation, because, after all, we're not socialists. We believe in wealth, but wealth earned, honest wealth, is good. And I'm sure that her investments paid off very well. Now, it's obvious that she lied about the September 11, 2012 attacks in Benghazi. She lied to America, lied to the world, bald-facedly lied. And we can't understand why she would lie if she's worth $44 million. Until you start adding up the companies she's invested in. She had $50,000 to $100,000, peanuts, by the way, according to Madeleine Albright's standards, in Royal Dutch Shell. A long-term purchaser of Iranian crude. Let's see. Has additional investments in Norsk Hydro ASA, a Norwegian aluminum firm. She has investments in BHP Billiton PLC, an Australian-based natural resources company. We're talking about your friend Susan Rice. She has other investments. You don't know what these companies are any more than I do. Just know that she has many investments in companies working with the despicable nation of the new Hitler, Tehran. And so you have to ask yourself, why would Obama be risking so much of his beloved stature by pushing this lady, Miss Rice-A-Roni, onto the stage where all of this is going to come out, as it already has. Born Susan Elizabeth Rice in Washington, D.C. in November 1719. The parents, Lois Dixon Fitt and Emma J. Rice. Her family is well-renowned amongst the Washington elite. Father Emmett is a Cornell University economics prof and former governor of the Federal Reserve, which I said. Mother is a fanatic leftist at the I shouldn't say a mother is. She's a guest scholar at the fanatical left-wing Brookings Institution. And, of course, she is a protege of none other than Madeline Halfwit. Madeline Halfwit, with whom Rice's mother served with on a local school board. So now you understand who she is. And she's a former Rhodes Scholar like Bill Clinton. So now we're going to talk not about Rice-A-Roni, because I've disclosed all I ever want to talk about her. And there's nothing to say. She's unqualified at any speed. She never should have been U.S. ambassador to the U.N., owing to her investments with companies that do business with Iran. Should have been disqualified right there. God bless her. She'd make a great lobbyist. Or she could work for the Brookings Institution. She has qualifications that would enable her to teach, for example, at some of the institutions of lower living, such as Stanford, Harvard, Yale, and the other institutions where they teach kinky sex 101 to incoming students. I want to talk instead about Israel, because this was a momentous day, and I watched the proceedings, and I was both chagrined and shocked to watch some of these hearings today, when the Palestinians, a UN vote recognized fundamentally the state of Palestine. The United Nations voted overwhelmingly today to recognize a Palestinian state. The resolution upgraded the Palestinian status to a non-member observer state at the UN was approved by a vote of 138-9 with 41 abstentions. And I listened to some of the speeches. The U.S., of course, opposed it. And incidentally, Susan Rice gave a very passionate speech against the recognition of Palestine as a state. It was an interesting speech. And you have to listen to some of it. I have it for you. She was adamant about it. And there's a couple of reasons. She's under fire right now because she wants to be... Secretary of State, and all of this is coming out about her having investments and whatever. So she suddenly became gung-ho pro-Israel, which was interesting. She was trying to placate, certain factions in the United States that would have absolutely put the kibosh on her nomination if she had come out even in a moderate way for the vote in the UN. I have to ask this question, though. Can the Palestinians ever live in peace with the Israeli Jews? Now, having said that, and you can call me at the number here, which, of course, you know by now. It's in your speed dial, 1-855-400-7282, 1-855-400-SAVAGE, to get into the Savage Nation. I want to read something to you that I know for many years, and it's this. There he shall dwell, fulfilled with plenty and happiness, the son of Arabia, the son of Nazareth, and my son. Now, what does that mean? That's an immortal line from an ancient Jewish teacher. There he shall dwell fulfilled with plenty and happiness, the son of Arabia, i.e. the Muslim, the son of Nazareth, i.e. the Christian, and my son, i.e. the Jew. And of course, the quote, the person who this is quoted from remains a mystery. It's either, let's just say an ancient Jewish source. But the beauty here is that this scholar called for peace and happiness between Muslims, Christians, and Jews in the Middle East. What's interesting to me is that Christians and Jews, once mortal enemies, seem to live in harmony together, not only in the Holy Land, but everywhere else on earth. There's no strife between Christian and Jew anymore, and that is because both Christian and Jew have evolved. They've gone past the 14th century. Why, some would say they've gone to the 17th, 18th, 19th century. But the Christians and the Jews live well together, not only in Israel, but everywhere else on earth. But it's strange to me that the Muslim lives well with neighbors virtually nowhere on earth. Wherever there is a Muslim presence or a Muslim nation, they seem to have a grievance with that nation, whether it be in India over the alleged insults to the Muslims in the state of in the questionable state, whether it's the wherever you turn on earth, the Philippines. If you go out in a small boat in the archipelago of the Philippines, it's not the Catholics in the Philippines who molest you in a boat. It is the Muslim pirates who attack you and take you captive. Strange, of course, they do it in the name of religion, because somehow you're offending them simply by living and not walking around in a dark age costume. But nevertheless, that's their right. They have the right to live in the dark ages. You don't have no right to push them into the 4th century, the 14th century. And so, therefore, I ask you, I mean, in all seriousness, can this be? I would say, sure, I'd love to see a state of Palestine. It'd be beautiful. It'd be very much, be very nice to see the Palestinians living there and the Jews living next to them and, you know, having happy times together. And the question is, the UN votes today for the state of Palestine in a certain, you know, non-member status, but it's definitely a road towards a state of Palestine, which might never happen, by the way, because of the hatred that is so inculcated in the people. And it's endemic, by the way. It's endemic, I'm sorry to tell you, it seems to be endemic within the Palestinian people to not only hate the Jew, but to hate the Christian, and to hate the Buddhist, and to hate the Hindu, and to hate everybody except people who follow their own way, which is certainly not conducive towards a two-state solution. So I ask the question, I'd love to see a Palestinian nation, but can the Palestinians ever live in peace with the Israeli Jews? I personally think that it would be nice, because you cannot keep 3 million people in a stateless state forever. You understand that? But the question is this, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation. How can this work if the Palestinians are teaching their children to hate and to kill Jews? Do you actually think this hatred will ever stop? Have you read the Quran, you dim-witted fools? Have you actually read the Quran with regard to Jews, Christians, and the world? Have you read it, you liberal morons with your heads in the sand? I have said to you repeatedly that I read the Old Testament, I read the Christian Bible, the New Testament, and of course the Old Testament has a hellfire and brimstone in it. All sorts of prohibitions that end in death. Stoning for adultery, stoning for homosexuality. But I do not know of any Jews who interpret the Bible literally anymore. They do not stone homosexuals and they don't stone adulterers in the Jewish tradition, although they follow most of the precepts found in the Old Testament, what they're told to follow, okay? But they don't do those things anymore. They've evolved past that level of the Old Testament. They've gone past the 5,000-year-old document called the Old Testament. The fundamentalist Muslim, unfortunately, is still living in another, not only another century, but many of them are living in another world, a world of 1,000 years ago, not 100 years ago, not 500 years ago, not 600 years ago, because by the 11th century, the Muslim had already evolved to a point of getting along with their neighbors. I've given you the history of the Muslim development of the Muslim people. I've given it to you. By the 11th or 12th century, the Muslims or the Arabs and the Jews and the Christians were working together in relative harmony. What you see going on in the world now is a product of the Wahhabi sect of Islam, a hate-filled sect being funded to the nth degree by you. Every time you put gas in your tank, you're sending money to those despicable throwbacks in Saudi Arabia, those hateful kings and princes who are funding the Wahhabi sect, which is poisoning the minds of millions of Muslims around the world, which is not the way to go, which is why, by the way, you should drill off the coast of California, you should frack, you should bring oil in on the Keystone Pipeline, and you should let them pound sand in Saudi Arabia so they stop funding the Wahhabi sect of hate around the world. This is to tie it all together to you at the gas pump. You have no control over it. You are basically over a barrel. Obama said no Keystone oil pipeline. He didn't want oil from Canada, low sulfur oil from Canada. No, he wants it to come from Saudi Arabia, and perhaps so does Susan Rice, to bring it all back to her. Perhaps she wants the oil to flow from Iran in order to make certain that her investments continue to be watered and to grow. Well, I've talked for quite a while now. UN vote today recognized the state of Palestine, and we talked about Susan Rice. And I taught you that Susan Rice is a Rhodes Scholar, which should set off alarm bells in your head. And her father is the former governor of the Federal Reserve System, which, for those of you who know what I'm talking about, who can read between the lines, should understand who she really is, why she invests in Iran, why she lied about the death of the Libyan ambassador, and why she's not only unqualified to be Secretary of State, but frankly, there should be an investigation of how she ever became the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Who put her up to that? Why? What did they get from it? When we come back, we're going to take the basic arguments against the Palestinian state and the basic arguments for a Palestinian state. On the Savage Nation, the phone number is 400-728-2185-400-SAVAGE. I'll be back.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this: the recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE. Promo code SAVAGE and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order.
Cares of a traffic northbound 880 at Bascom. Crash injuries involved. All lanes were blocked briefly. It looks like the road's open, but traffic's going to be slow from Highway 280. Southbound 880 slow, 237 down to 280 as well. Northbound 280 at Alpine Road, Los Altos Hills. Three-car crash. The left lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up towards Magdalena. Southbound 280 slow that stretch as well. Northbound 101 heavy pretty much from Marsh Road all the way up towards San Francisco Airport. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, everybody. It's Mel. You know, when my husband and I bought our home, you know what we did? The first thing, we called Greg O'Donnell. And then when we refied, we called Greg and we refied again and we called Greg. Well, of course, you see the pattern here, right? Really, whenever we have a financial question or concern, we call Greg. And now's your opportunity to take advantage of the low fixed rates. Right now, our good friend and fellow radio show host Greg O'Donnell is offering the Family Plus loan with an interest-only rate of 3.50%. So do yourself a favor and call Greg at 866-496-2300 right now to get that no-cost loan. So call Greg about that 3.5% loan right now at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.65%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Only the Home Depot has Kiddo Worry-Free Smoke Alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo Worry-Free Smoke Alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Dear Honda, I wanted to say thanks for getting Dad a deal on the Pilot during the Happy Honda Day sales event. This wise investment bodes well for increased fishing trips, and the rearview camera means my new bike will be safe from future driveway complications. Sincerely, Max.
More happiness and standard features with every Honda during the Happy Honda Day sales event. Get a great deal on the 2013 Pilot with standard features like a rear-view camera. Well-qualified buyers can even get 0.9% APR financing. Visit your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Flix Candy is now featured in all Lucky supermarkets. Classic Flix Candy comes wrapped in foil tubes of red, blue, green, and gold, while new premium dark chocolate Flix come wrapped in tubes of metallic brown. The new premium dark chocolate Flix are all-natural, GMO-free, and made from exquisite West African cocoa beans and Brazilian cane sugar. Flix Candy Company is a small family business owned and operated in the heart of California. This holiday season, shop at Lucky supermarkets for local brands like Classic Flix Candy and premium dark chocolate Flix.
We got no time anyway. We got no time. I got no time. I got no time. There he shall dwell, fulfilled with plenty and happiness, the son of Arabia, the son of Nazareth, and the son, and my son. Nice idea. It's beautiful. Philosophy is great. But when the UN today calls for a Palestinian state, at the same time, Mahmoud Abbas, who pretends to be a moderate, calls Israel a racist and colonial nation. Do you ever believe that? Do you actually think there could be a Palestinian state? You see, such a Palestinian state would bring about the death of Israel. So you have to understand that. Although in theory it would be nice to give the Palestinians a state and let them have their own destiny in their hands, which all peoples want, let's be clear. Every person wants to live in a country that they call their own, except our president, where they erase our borders, language, and culture. But you see, interesting to me is how the liberals spit on our borders, spit on our language, and spit on our culture, but they'll march with the Palestinians for their borders, language, and culture. Isn't that ironic, to use a liberal word, an overly used liberal word? They love to use the word ironic. They learned it in college. They like irony. They think somehow it makes them, when they look puzzled and they say, that's ironic, and they sneer at you or snicker, they think that makes them intelligent. I think it's quite ironic, to use the word correctly, that the very same people who spit on our idea of borders, language, and culture here think that it's fine for those in the Palestinian territories to have a secure borders, a language, and a culture. It's quite ironic. And, of course, the Jews shouldn't. They should be thrown out of Israel. They live in a fantasy world. Generation of Arab children educated to hate Jews and emulate suicide bombers. That's all. Dedicated to Israel's annihilation. That's all. This is not happening. Doesn't matter what the degenerate... Look, I took a look at that UN vote. I know who they are. They're as corrupt as they come on the planet. They get me sick. Close the UN and turn it into a homeless shelter.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The city of Oakland has a new plan to fight a rising crime. It's accelerate the funding for the police academy and borrow some deputies from the Alameda County Sheriff's Department. The United Nations today voted overwhelmingly to recognize Palestine as a non-member observer state. Only the United States, Israel, Panama, and a few Pacific Island nations refused to vote in favor. And the California Lottery Commission has voted to bring the popular Powerball game to California. Ticket sales will begin in April. KSVO traffic, northbound 101 Central San Rafael exit, two-car crash. The left lane is blocked. Traffic backing up behind it. Eastbound 580 Grant Line Road as you head over the Altamont Pass. Have an accident being reported. Northbound 680 Monument Boulevard in Walnut Creek. A couple of cars. Looks like it's blocking the right lane. Traffic already slow out of the San Ramon Valley. Northbound 101 slow from 280 onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSVO.
Hello, this is Dimitri Botan. Titus from Carpet Contractors.
Hello, Dimitri. This is Barbara. Barbara Simpson. What's this I hear? Carpet Contractors is celebrating its 38th anniversary and that you're also opening a new location in the Richmond El Cerrito area next to Costco? Congratulations.
Thank you, Barbara. That is true. Carpet Contractors is celebrating our 38th anniversary together with the grand opening of our new location in the Richmond El Cerrito area, a 62,000 square foot showroom warehouse on Central Avenue next to Costco. During the next 6 weeks, Carpet Contractors will be offering a super special celebration sale. Our carpet prices will be reduced to the minimum, together with multiple bonuses such as free estimate, free padding, free installation, and no sales tax, a sale that no one has ever dared to offer, with over 2,000 rolls ready for immediate installation.
Wow, Dimitri. Free estimate, free padding, free installation, and no sales tax. That's amazing.
For all your flooring needs in the East Bay, call 510-236-1111.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer this month only. Free installation plus American Vision will pay your sales tax. Call for details today at 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through Juan ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction, besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks from all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
Have our powwow on the Savage Nation. We're talking about the disclosure here on the Savage Nation. I heard it in no other radio show. It's news to me. That's why I gave it to you, because if it's news to me, it's news to you. You hear a lot about Susan Rice and should she be UN Secretary of State, and are the Republicans just picking on her because they're racist, as was said by a bunch of idiots in the Congress. Everything is racist. Every criticism of any person of color is racist. You know, what a racket that is. That's been going on quite a while now. Oh, yeah. Now, it's true she's worth $24 to $48 million. That's what we know of. Nothing wrong with that. After all, we're not communists here in the Savage Nation. But you didn't know is that her father is the former governor of the Federal Reserve System. Again, nothing wrong with that unto itself. You don't know that she's a Rhodes Scholar. Nothing wrong with that. You don't know that her mother, Lois, is a guest scholar at the ultra-liberal Brookings Institution unto itself. Nothing wrong with that. You don't know that Susan Rice is a protege of Madeleine Albright. Nothing wrong with that on the face of it. You see, there's nothing wrong with any of those individual facts. However, when you put them together, there's a pattern that emerges. And now that's connected to the portfolio of United Nations Ambassador Susan Rice, because it includes hundreds of thousands of dollars in several energy companies known for doing business with the terrorist nation of Iran. Now, that is a problem, I would suspect, for Susan Rice and for Barack Obama, and why he is so wooden-headed about this and won't acknowledge that she's a bad choice. He's giving up an awful lot of his capital on Susan Rice, and he doesn't need to do that. And that poses another question. Why is he backing her so fiercely? The fact of the matter is, the next Secretary of State will have to have a showdown with Iran over its nuclear weapons program. So if a woman's invested in companies doing business in Iran, how seriously can you expect that she will negotiate against Iran with regard to their nuclear energy, right? Additional investments in Norsk Hydro ASA, Royal Dutch Shell. I mean, I can read the list. There's no point reading it to you because it has no meaning to you. The gist of it, if you're in a car right now in the rain, is pretty clear. And we're also talking now in a somewhat connected way to the UN vote recognizing the state of Palestine today, which was a historic day. And I got to tell you something. I am in favor of a Palestinian nation. Only it can't happen. It can't happen. How can you make peace with a class of people that teach their children to kill Jews? Can you make peace with people who have such endemic hatred for another religion that doesn't border on racism but is clearly racist? How can you have peace with them? Would you commit suicide like that? Here we have a country being overrun by people from Mexico in this country. We have lost our borders from Clinton onward. We're losing our language from Clinton onward. We've lost our culture from Clinton onward. And that the very same radical uber-leftists who have destroyed our borders, language, and culture are obsessed with giving the Palestinians their own borders, their own language, and their own culture. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Probably the greatest thing ever said by anyone in the history of talk radio. Liberalism is a mental disorder. There's no other way to explain the insanity from top to bottom. Nevertheless, I rest my case, and I would like to talk about these topics with you, if you care to join the conversation, with arguments both for and against a Palestinian state. I think we should leave the morals out of it, of what's morally right, they deserve a state of their right. I've heard it all. We've all heard it all. I've heard every argument. But they're absurd arguments. And that's why I don't want to have the absurd arguments, because it's a waste of our time, isn't it? The only discussion we can really have that makes any sense at this point. Look, let me use logic with you, if it's still possible in America. If it was possible to have a Palestinian state that would live in peace with the Jews, it would have been done already. So given that they can't be done, how is it going to be done? How can the Palestinians ever live in peace with the Israeli Jews? Would you give up Judea and Samaria to people who have been lobbing rockets at you from Gaza? Let's say you live in Berkeley, California. Would you give up Oakland, California to people who are going to fire rockets into Berkeley, California, if that's where they wanted to set up home? Of course you wouldn't. Of course, they are already firing rockets from Oakland into the pockets of the citizens of Oakland, because there's no police presence, because the psychotic mayor of Oakland fired the police. I have friends who live in the Oakland Hills. I told them, move, sell your house, get out. Get out. Get out while you still can. It's going to be like a bonfire of the vanity soon. Every time you drive down from the Berkeley Hills or the Oakland Hills to try to get to the highway, to get across the bridge, you burst. Basically, they could set up a toll booth on the freeway entrances. The gangs could set up toll booths, and nobody could do anything about it. It's actually a nice entrepreneurial idea, sort of an Al Capone a protection idea. The gangs could set up little booths with burning rubber tires at the entrances to the highway coming out of the Oakland Hills and the Berkeley Hills, where all the good liberals live. You know, they're in favor of minorities. That's why they live in the hills where it's all white. They love minorities, just ask them. But if you set up burning tires, let's say, as a little toll booth to get onto the highway to get out of Oakland or Berkeley in the morning and go to work, you could shake people down. The libs would give you money like they do to the homeless. Yeah, I'm for you. I'm on your side. Yeah. On the way to the BART, they give them the money, too. So I live in the craziest part of the world, the San Francisco area, which I love dearly, which I'm never leaving. I've made peace with the insanity. I have come to make total peace with it. In fact, it doesn't even agitate me. I love it. I look forward to the insanity every morning. And since I'm now back home on my home station of KSFO and on 165 other stations put together by Cumulus and New York and Washington, D.C. on the biggest stations in the country coming Monday, I couldn't think of a better place to live. How can I get show topics? If I were to live in a place that was compatible with my nature and my worldview, why would I get, I wouldn't have anything to talk about. Well, I would still have many things to talk about. Like, for example, the local newspaper here. Yesterday I ridiculed it. With what's going on in the world, the Middle East is on fire. Everything's burning. The city has the biggest corruption scandal in history with the big dig to nowhere. The headline in the Chronicle is toxic furniture in houses. I'm not making it up. They're obsessed not with home break-ins, not with gangs running wild, not with burglaries, not with the tunnel to nowhere, not with the destruction of North Beach by those who eat in North Beach and claim to love North Beach, not with any of those. They're concerned with toxic couches in the San Francisco area. How could you live anywhere else? So you turn to the San Francisco newspaper. Today it gets even better. Here's their headline today. Sexual assaults at care facilities. Nothing about the UN. Nothing about Iran. Nothing about what's going on in the world. The headline is sexual assaults at care facilities. And salmon are returning to the San Joaquin, symbolizing revival. Salmon in the San Francisco area are the fish du jour. Several decades. What was the last fish we were worried about, Douglas? Well, tuna. We were all concerned about the survival of the tuna species. A decade or so ago, we couldn't sleep at night here in the Bay Area because the little old Tommy the tuna was threatened with extinction. Now that the tuna fish apparently has been found to have millions of more members of its tribe than imagined, and I think that they were all registered to vote here for Dianne Feinstein, and I'm not quite sure. I think they registered the tuna. But now that they've gotten through registering the tuna in California for the Democrat Party, we're now being told that the salmon need to be saved because they have not been registered by any unions. They have not been given union jobs. I think that may be the solution, by the way, when you think about it. I think that if we could unionize the salmon in the rivers and in the ocean and give them a small stipend, a little, you know, how much would it cost you? How much does a salmon really need? Give them a union job and make them pay dues, salmon dues. Think of how much stronger the unions will be in the state of California. The Service Employees International Union, SEIU, could unionize the salmon in the creeks and the rivers and the estuaries. No, really, think about that. If they were unionized, they would have protection. And then the racists who fish for them could be arrested on some charge of salmonism. They could be brought before the United Fisheries Association in the UN on salmonism. All right, let's take some calls because I'm having too much fun. Something's wrong. Something is wrong in the Savage Nation for me to have so much fun. So we'll go to the callers. Everyone who gets on the air today gets a free copy of my wonderful memoirs, Train Tracks, Not Permitted to Be Sold in San Francisco. Books are being blocked at the Oakland Army Terminal as they come in by ship by the unionists. They don't let the book be sold. It does not allow to enter the air. what fun a man can have. Yeah, Salmonista. Salmonista, you are a Salmonista. Hasta la victoria siempre. Carolyn Gloucester, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Dr. Savage.
Hello.
You come on an hour before I get you, so I'm a little bit off track, but I am talking about the New World Order.
Oh, thank you for that call. It's one I didn't want. No, it's okay. She has a nice voice, but I'm not going to the NWO because that's for people who don't understand radio. That's for newcomers to the business. That would be like talking. I can give you three topics that are suicide, talk radio suicide. That's one of them. There is a New World Order. We've been living in it since, let us see. I think since World War One. World War One, I think, was the beginning of the New World Order. Then it sort of escalated a little bit after that. We're living in the NWO. I mean, I don't understand this. You get me started on something, and it's almost a literary astonishment to me that people are obsessed with the New World Order, or they say world government. Of course I don't want an NWO world government, but you have it. What do you think the Federal Reserve is? What do you think the Brookings Institution is? What do you think MSNBC is? What do you think ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN stand for? That's part of the NWO. That's who they are. They are your rulers. Just think about that. Wolf Blitzer is your ruler. Think about that. He's your ruler. He's one of your elite rulers. He goes at night knowing he rules over millions of you. And you have no voice. Look who they just put back in office. The most corrupt and competent man in the history of the presidency just got reelected. What more do you need? All because of Wolf Blitzer and his friends in the media. And so now we have to take another call. You see, I'm doing an unscreened caller thing now on the show. We don't screen them. We just put them up. So it's a crapshoot, which I like. Thomas in Santa Maria, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Doctor. You're welcome, Tom, for being a listener. A couple topics I wanted to go over. First one was limit terms. I've been talking, I live in, out here in the San Juan County.
Sir, wait, Thomas, I'm sorry. Thomas, slow down. The first topic is limiting?
The people that I've talked to, and I've already had this discussion with quite a few
Thomas,
people.
Thomas, stop. You got to listen to me. What is your topic? Just state the one topic.
I just feel that if Obama tried to...
Again. Okay, stop talking. Call screen to tell him to shut up. The question to him is, what is his topic? Now let him talk again. What's your topic, Thomas?
Limit terms.
What's your topic, Thomas?
Presidential limit terms.
Presidential limit term limits on presidents. Is that your topic? Are we having a dialogue here or what? You can't hear me? What's the problem?
No, I can hear you. I was waiting for you to finish. Basically, I just want to know, what are we supposed to do if he does try to eliminate term limits and people, try to reelect him? And, what are we supposed to do?
Okay, so you're worried that Obama... Okay, stop. You're worried that Obama will do what I predicted he will do, which is try to eliminate term limits. Is that your fear?
Yes, I have major fear of that.
Right. Okay, so do I. I believe that we're going to face 30 years of Obama as super leader forever. And I believe that the corrupt Democrat Party would not stop him. And I believe they will stop at nothing to pack the Supreme Court with other New World Order psychotics who might eliminate term limits, which have been around for quite a while. Now, remember who one of his mentors is. It's Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was president for 14 years until he died of polio. And so he has absolutely no regard for the Constitution, which is why he studied it in college in order to make certain he could override it. The reason Obama studied the Constitution with such detail is to find out how to go around it. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, have you looked at what a gallon of gas costs today? It's unbelievable to me. That's your money going to build another palace for a Saudi sheik. But listen, you can fight back. How? Call 1-800-LESS-GAS, period. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Find out about a product that can raise your gas mileage by 22%. Did you hear me? 22%. The inventor has met with General Motors. His product has been written about in Motor Trend magazine. And an evaluation by Federal Consumer Protection described this product as effective. Maybe you didn't hear me the first time. I said this system can raise your gas mileage by 22%. That's almost an extra quarter tank of gas with every fill-up. You must call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. Stop handing wads of cash over to the enemies of America, okay? Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You've heard me talk about this product for over a year. Now it's time to act on it. 1-800-LESS-GAS. This product is made in the USA. That's American jobs, not jobs for OPEC. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Call them now.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As of driving northbound 101 Central San Rafael exit, still have a crash. Couple of cars in the left lane there. Eastbound Cutting Boulevard, we've got an accident on the off-ramp, at least a car and a pedestrian involved. Again, it's on the bottom of the on-ramp there. Slow traffic southbound 880 Mission Boulevard crash. That's off to the right shoulder already, and it's still slow northbound 101 from Marsh Road up to Highway 92. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We conservatives do not accept bipartisanship in the pursuit of tyranny. Period.
Mark Levin.
We will not negotiate the terms of our economic and political servitude. Period. We are the alternative. We will resist. We're not going to surrender to this. We're not good losers. You better believe we're sore losers. A good loser is a loser forever.
I'm a loser, baby. Weekdays at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now. Which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jolt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car. Even if it is 99 years old, what have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
If you work for a company that copies software illegally, you're working for a company that's breaking the law. Report software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org. That's nopiracy.org.
Since the dawn of time, three tools have shaped human history. Fire, big sharp rocks, and iHeartRadio.
And while fire and big sharp rocks are nice, only iHeartRadio allows you to stay connected with over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country.
Let's see a rock do that.
The dawn of a new era.
Experience the life-altering iHeartRadio app completely free.
I give you the future.
Online at iHeartRadio.com.
Huge deal today from Sweet Jack. Get 70% off a two-night stay plus breakfast at any of Wyndham's 23 hotel locations. You heard right. 70% off a two-night stay at Wyndham Hotels right now at SweetJack.com. Go now before it's booked.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Oh, God, that's terrible. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Circa 1951, 22nd Amendment, presidential term limits. Two terms. FDR served, as I said, I have a mind like a steel trap. 3.5 terms. 4, 8, 12, and unfortunately the man died in the second year of the fourth term. So that was 4, 8, 12, 14 years. So that's one of Obama's mentors. It was such an offense to people who loved the Republic that they passed the 22nd Amendment in 1951 to prevent that from ever happening again on presidential term limits. But that wouldn't stop Obama from eliminating the 22nd Amendment. I mean, he could work for that. All he's got to do is get, you know, something. Chesapeake something. Vincent in Chesapeake something. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Uncle Michael. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, listen, I heard you earlier say about the Palestinians, they still stone people. In the Old Testament, it used to, you know, they had the stoning in the Old Testament. But the reason they don't stone people anymore, the Jews don't stone people, is because in the New Testament they said, let him who has no fault cast the first stone. So it was revised, they grew, it became...
Well, hold it. But Jews who follow the Old Testament don't stone people either.
But they do have a sense that in the New Testament that Jesus was...
Well, wait, sir, I know you're trying to sell a conversion message. I get it. But there are millions of people in the world who are Jewish who don't want to be converted, although they appreciate the beauty of Christianity. They're very happy with their religion and their beliefs and their culture. And they don't stone people.
Exactly.
So, I understand. That's all. But the Muslims need to go through somewhat of an internal dialogue about, you know, stoning homosexuals and adulterers and cutting people's hands off before, you know what I'm saying? That might work. And secondly, you know, there are people who have said that the edicts against, sorry, the edicts in the Old Testament which say that if a woman commits adultery, she shall be stoned to death. It was a misinterpretation of the Hebrew. The ancient Hebrew has been reevaluated by liberal hippies in Berkeley. And they said, the actual Hebrew said, didn't say that if a woman commits adultery, she shall be stoned. It said that she is stoned, that's why she committed adultery. See, it was just a misinterpretation of words. No, there's some reform rabbis in Berkeley who looked at the ancient Hebrew and they said that any woman who commits adultery is stoned. That's what they meant, not stoned to death. Or, and there's another more liberal interpretation that says if a woman commits adultery, get stoned with her. That's if you're in San Francisco, you follow that interpretation of the Bible. But you have to understand the ancient Aramaic to understand the modern Hebrew. And in order to understand the ancient Aramaic and the modern Hebrew, you got to understand the Sanhedrin. And in order to study the Sanhedrin, you've got to understand San Francisco and San Lorenzo. Laurie and St. Joseph, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
I'm just going to say Laurie, that the homework you've done is very good, and the fishy ideas that have been brought up as far as Martha Stewart and Condoleezza Rice and
Wait, fish. Wait. Did you say Martha Stewart just now?
What?
Did you say the fishing expedition about Martha Stewart?
It's all fishy.
All right, thank you. Another one from the asylum. This is the beauty of a later night show. The asylum, is there something that happens when the lights go down? I thought she was doing well. I must have let her make that phone call on the wall phone. They still have a landline, I hear, in some of the facilities. They give them quarters to communicate with the outside world. Yeah, go call the outside. Go call the radio shows. Although he's talking about the Middle East and salmon, you talk about Martha Stewart. See, I can't give a book out because, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Let's try one serious call. Do I have any time for this? Till the end of the hour? Stop at 58? No, sorry, I got 50 seconds. If you care to talk about the Middle East and not Martha Stewart, or UN-recognized state of Palestine, or the fact that I've disclosed tonight arguments against appointing Rice to be Secretary of State because of her $48 million fortune, no. Because of her deep investments in companies that do business with the terrorist nation of Iran, therefore negating her ability to be a neutral arbiter of American interests. Very specific words I just used. Stop joking. Notice. No more jokes. Gave you the reality. Write it down. Make sure you got it right. Okay, unless you're stoned and can't write it down right, then write it down wrong and you'll come up with the same conclusion. Whichever way you write it, Susan Rice, put an X through that one. Or put her in the toaster. She's done. Susan Rice, put it on light. Put it on any level you want. She's toasted. Put cream.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
So, if you just joined The Savage Nation, how come there's music still? Am I on or not? Or is it breaking the ISD? No, we got a wallop of a storm coming into the West Coast, so I'm sitting here in trepidation. We have disclosed this evening on the Savage Nation that although Susan Rice is the beloved candidate to become Secretary of State from the folks in Chicago, the fact of the matter is that it's been divulged that she has a net worth of $24 to $44 million, which is fine. As I said, we're not communists. We shouldn't criticize her for being wealthy. What is astonishing, though, is that although she was tapped by President Barack Obama to replace Hillary Clinton, she is deeply invested in companies that do business with the rogue nation of Tehran. or of Iran, if you wish. And the fact is, she has lots of money in Royal Dutch Shell, longtime purchaser of Iranian crude. She has additional investments in Norsk Hydro ASA, a Norwegian aluminum firm, and BHP Billiton, an Australian-based natural resources company, which show that both of these companies are involved in the exploration of oil in Iran, according to the Wall Street Journal. So these are worrisome, because how can you be Secretary of State advancing the interests of America in a neutral fashion if you're invested in a terrorist nation with whom you have to negotiate to stop them from developing a nuclear weapon? Now, if that wasn't bad enough, we learned today in our research on the Savage Nation, no one else has disclosed this yet. I'm sure it'll be picked up tomorrow by all of the leading lights in talk radio once their producers give it to them. Her father is former governor of the Federal Reserve System, which should interest those of you interested in the Federal Reserve System. Her mother is a guest scholar at the ultra-liberal Brookings Institution, for those of you who are interested in the ultra-liberal Brookings Institution. She earned a Rhodes Scholarship, for those of you interested in Bill Clinton and his Rhodes Scholarship. You hear? She turned the heads of top administrators at, Stanford, when she created a fund that withheld alumni donations until the university either stopped their investments in companies doing business in South Africa or the country ended apartheid. So in other words, she's a liberal in good standing, but an American in bad standing in terms of the job at hand. Liberal in good standing, but an American in terrible standing for those of us who are interested in advancing the interests of America, not the interests of the liberal establishment. So I rest my case on that. Then we're talking about the fact that today is a historic day, that the UN vote, there was a UN vote that recognized the state of Palestine over the objection of the United States for obvious reasons. Now, if you're in favor of a two-state solution, join the crowd. I'm in favor of a two-state solution. I believe you cannot disenfranchise 3 million people forever. But let's be realistic. How are you going to create a state of Palestine next to the state of Israel when the state of Palestine is composed of people who are given to the destruction of the state of Israel? So explain to me how this ends. How in the world do you do such a thing? Can it ever work? And if it can work, I would expect you'd win a Nobel Prize for disclosing it to me, because I don't know how it can work. We can have comedic arguments and discussions, but the basic question comes down to, can the Palestinians ever live in peace with the Israeli Jews? There's no other question to ask. None whatsoever. If you care to join the conversation on the Savage Nation, the phone number is 1-855-400-7282, but you can't because all the lines are sold out. Let us go to the callers immediately. Dan in Alexandria, Louisiana, or I think it's Alexandria, not Virginia. Dan, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, it's Alexandria, Louisiana. The interesting thing about this whole Palestinian deal is people will support Palestine seceding from Israel, but if, say, Texas were to want to secede from the United States, there'd be everybody'd be all up in arms about that.
You mean that, okay, it's not a direct comparison, but I understand the parable, and I thank you for that call. Yes, liberalism is a mental disorder. When your mind reaches a point of impasse where you can't think why anyone would say such a thing and you can't figure it out, the answer is liberalism is a mental disorder. Oakland, California, Steve from KSFO, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I'm very, very concerned about the fact that we are not allowed to drill any oil here, and that in the past we found that China is buying national parks, forests, other things like that. What if, here's a nasty what if for you, what if the reason that we're being blocked from any domestic energy production is because it's already been promised on the debt to China?
Well, I can't answer a what if. I can tell you what we already know. We know that the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada makes sense for any American who wants to see lower costs of energy, fuel and whatnot. But it was blocked by Warren Buffett. I mean, this story was pretty clearly spelled out before the election, but it was blocked by left-wing fanatics in the media who work for General Electric and who are friends of Warren Buffett, who did not tell you that Warren Buffett brings the oil from Canada on his railway cars. And he didn't want to give up a very lucrative aspect of one of his businesses. You knew that, right?
Set. Here's a real nice train set. Other things.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we all raise money for Warren Buffett and send them a new set of Lionel trains for, with the oil cars on it. Let's have an oil car contribution fund for Warren Buffet.
Coronation.
I'm going to send you a free copy of Train Tracks because you deserve it, because you're so smart and you know what's going on. Yes, indeedy. What a country we live in. We overthrew Mubarak and replaced him with a new pharaoh who's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, and we're wondering what he'll do next. I mean, what do you have to wonder? Read what the Muslim Brothers have done from the day they were founded. Now, on top of that, we overthrow Gaddafi, a certifiably bad man, and we support the growth of fanatics, Islamists, in Libya. And we don't know where that's going to lead, of course. No one can figure that out. And now in Syria, you've got another bad man, Assad, who's being overthrown in order to replace him with Islamists, who will do exactly what has been done by the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and in Libya. And you can't see the outcome of that either if you have a blinders on, if your name is Barack Obama, or Susan Rice, or Hillary Clinton, or George Soros, or Zbigniew Brzezinski, or any of the other geniuses who have orchestrated the Arab darkness that is emerging around the world today. Unbelievable to me how idiotic the American people are. Idiotic, never saw anything like it. So, I'm not going to... What can I say about these things other than what I'm telling you? The bottom line here is whatever the UN did today is somewhat irrelevant, because I do not believe that there can be a two-state solution, although I would like to see one. And I have to go on record again saying what I've said in the past. Why do I say it? You cannot keep 2 to 3 million people in a stateless state forever. Can't be done. And I would like to see this occur. There he shall dwell, fulfilled with plenty and happiness, the son of Arabia, the son of Nazareth, and my son. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
I know this may sound funny, but when my hair looks good, I feel good. And this holiday season, I'm going to buy a new outfit, get my nails done, and do something great for my hair. I'm going to buy myself the Ovation Cell Therapy Holiday Gift Set.
Ovation Cell Therapy is guaranteed to help grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast. With just an easy rinse-out application of Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage and damage caused from harsh chemicals, heat, styling, and overprocessing can be repaired. And your hair will look and feel healthy again.
Look your best this holiday season. Give yourself the gift you'd love to receive. The Ovation Cell Therapy Holiday Gift Set. An assortment of the most popular Ovation products at a very special holiday price.
Order your Ovation Holiday Gift Set now before they're all gone at OvationHair.com. That's OvationHair.com. And be sure to enter KSFO at checkout to receive a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
Hi, this is Katie Green inviting you to join me along with the wealth management team of Baker, Brosi, and Mitsutomi Thursday, December 13th at the Lindsay Wildlife Museum in Walnut Creek. I'm talking with one of the partners, Ryder Brosi. Ryder, I know your firm hosts these types of events, but this one is of real interest given the results of the election, right?
That's right, Katie. Bill Art and I will be joined by industry experts from Wells Fargo, Neuberger Berman, and iShares, and we'll be discussing the upcoming fiscal cliff, the very real possibility of a tax hike, and what you can do to protect your assets, position your investments to take full advantage of these volatile markets while shielding yourself from excessive taxation.
And there are probably a lot of changes in the works that people are unaware of, right?
Absolutely. These events are always informative, but at this one, we'll be discussing really critical strategies.
So join us Thursday, December 13th at 6 p.m. at the Lindsay Wildlife Museum in Walnut Creek. There's no cost to attend, but space is limited, so call 925-300-3222 to reserve a seat.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Susan Rice, possible nominee to replace Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, is on the criticism for lying to the American people and the world about the September 11th, 2012 terrorist attacks in Benghazi, Libya. She continued to posit the lie about a video, okay? But she has the highest net worth of any executive in the executive branch, worth between $24 and $44 million, which of course is typical of liberals. Look at Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Boxer. They're all very wealthy, which is why they're liberal. They can afford to be liberal with other people's money. But putting that aside, since we're all capitalists here, she has invested a lot of money in three separate companies for doing business in Iran's oil and gas sector. I mean, that should knock it out completely, but I doubt that it will. Given the world as it is today, I doubt that working with the enemy itself, if it was found that she was actually, I don't know, how shall I put it, a house guest of Ahmadinejad while she was at Stanford, which I'm making up, it wouldn't matter, not with the Congress that we have today. They'd say, well, that would enable her to understand them even better. Yes, of course, it's true that she did have him over to the house a few times in Palo Alto, but hey, that enables her to understand how he thinks. So we vote for her. That would be Henry Waxman. And then the others would go along, all of the good senators like Dianne Feinstein of shopping cart fame, whose husband does phenomenal things for America. I mean, wouldn't you do things for America if your wife was chairman of the very powerful Senate Armed Services Committee? You'd also be a happy camper if you were a businessman. You would get contracts for military equipment in Iraq, and you wouldn't have to say anything. You would be able to dig a tunnel under the North Beach and get away with it because the newspaper's owned by the Democrat Party. And you'd eat in North Beach restaurants and say that you love the Italian people while undermining the Italian neighborhood. It's wonderful what you can do if it's a one-party system and you own the newspaper. It's wonderful, which is where Obama's going with the whole nation. Look at Warren Buffett, that wonderful, nice old man who drives the old car. What a nice man he is. He bought up all the newspapers in his hometown saying he believes in a newspaper business again, and then he put them out of business. Not because he wanted to put them out of business. He did it for the sake of the truth. Since he wants to control the truth, he feels it's best to not have any dissent. So what you do is you buy up newspapers that criticize you and put them out of business because the people don't want dissent. You got to understand. It's like America itself. Do you really want a two-party system anymore? Think the way a Democrat thinks. Think the way a communist, a Bolshevik, a liberal, a socialist, any way you want to call it. They're for the betterment of mankind. They don't want dissent. It disturbs you. If you are an average Obama voter and you're on a food stamp or a welfare or you're getting an energy grant, whatever, if you're one of the 51% of those who voted for this superb example of fairness and honesty, do you really want dissent from an opposition party? No. First of all, they're all racists. It wouldn't matter whether they're of a minority status. By definition, if they join the white man in voting in anything or even criticizing Obama, by definition, they're racist. We can't have this in America anymore, which is why we need a one-party system and no dissension in the newspapers, on talk radio, or on the Internet. Because the people will be happier. Look how happy the people are in North Korea. Why, Madeleine Albright, who is the doyenne of Susan Rice, Madeleine Albright went over there while the former dictator, the mad dictator, Kim Jong, mentally ill, ran the country. And he put on a dance for her, like a gigantic wedding or bar mitzvah, whichever way you want to see it. But on steroids. And there was something like 36,000 dancers for Madeleine Albright. She came back felling over it. She was thrilled. She was never happier. She said the people are happy in North Korea. There's no dissident party. There's no two-party system. There's no gridlock. Everyone's happy in North Korea. She was happy. Madeleine Albright had a fabulous time with Kim Jong-il. He loved her legs. She wrote about it in her autobiography called Pins. The woman had a wonderful time in a system like that. One man, one ruler, ein Volk, ein Reich. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works. This is how it should work in a cult of personality where the people are peaceful. Is you have one party, you have no dissension, you own the newspapers, you own the radio stations, you own the television stations, and then you have a charismatic leader like Kim Jong-il or Barack Obama, and you use old phrases such as Ein Volk, Ein Reich, you know what I'm saying? One man, one party, one people. Then you're happy. Then everyone is happy. There's no dissension in the brave new world. And this is where we're going. This is where we are going with the new charismatic leader that we've gotten, because we have no time left in America for any kind of debate or dissension. It's much too important that we rape everybody of any income they have and destroy every independent business in the country. Then you will see happiness in the country, as it is in North Korea, with one cabbage hanging in the grocery store. Did I confuse you with any of my sarcasm, my Swiftian sarcasm? Did that bother you? UN ambassador has investments in companies doing business with Iran. Did that disturb you? Well, I mean, you don't want to hear any of that because you know that anyone who says that is making it up because they're racist. That's what the party line is from the Democrat Party. That's what all of the women in the Democrat Party said. They picked on her because she's a woman of color, not because she invested in Iran. Now, it may be true that she did invest in Iran, but that shouldn't stop us from, that should not prohibit us from making her the new Secretary of State. She'd make a perfect Secretary of State. In fact, she follows in a long line of double-dealing liars. How else do you get to the top? Do you think honest people rise to the top? How does this work? You mean good, honest people go in government to begin with? No. And the best and the brightest go into government? No. So who goes into government? The people who go into government, generally, by my knowledge, from my years in school, graduate school, whatever, were either B or C minds, by and large. And very, very clever, very devious, very calculating, and they live to screw other people over. They love screwing people over. For example, here in the Bay Area, let me bring it down home, brother. Let me bring it right down home, brother. Here in San Francisco, out in Tamales Bay, there's an oyster company. Been there for a long time, 40 years. They had a lease on government lands. And all they did was harvest oysters. People loved it. Now, oysters have been culled there since Indian times. Ken Salazar, the Secretary of the Interior, came out here last week, sent out here by Brother Obama. And Ken Salazar smiled at the owner of the oyster farm, looked at him, looked him in the eye, like he was considering extending the lease because the oyster farm was supported by none other than Dianne Feinstein, who rightly said it's a local business, provides oysters. We should give them an extension on the lease. They're not harming anything. They're just harvesting oysters out of the mud. Ken Salazar is seen with his arm around the owner of the oyster farm, smiling at him, just last week on a boat. And today he gave him a knife in the back. Canceled the lease It's over. No more oyster harvesting, so it can become part of the greater park system, running from Canada to Mexico. This is amazing, isn't it? How liberals don't see that it was their boss, Obama, who just destroyed an oyster farm in Tamales. Maybe they can blame it on Nixon. No, I'm sorry. It was Bush who canceled the oyster farm in San Francisco. Well, it wasn't Obama's guy, Salazar. It was some racist, too, by on top of it all. It was someone who was an oysterist. It was someone who had it in for oysters that did this, although they're protecting the oysters by letting them rot and die in the mud. We have to go back to primitive ways. Now, it may be true that the Miwok Indians loved oysters. I mean, there are mounds of shells all over the Bay Area from Indian tribes that lived here. But the fact is that those days are long over. What we need now is to see the oysters rotting in the mud rather than eaten by people who enjoy them. You can't have people enjoying oysters. Well, first of all, it goes along with the protocols of Obama, which is eliminate yet another source of free food for those who do their own oystering. Make them get a food stamp. Make them buy something in a grocery store. Make them eat Jell-O. Let them get some government cheese.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler from South Talk 560 KSFO. A California woman who served poisonous mushrooms to residents of an elder care home has been barred from working in such facilities. Lilia Tredea of Citrus Heights told investigators she didn't know the mushrooms she found growing in the backyard of Golden Age Villa in Loomis were poisonous, where people died, and Tredea and another resident fell ill. Three people are in custody on suspicion of sexual assault on a 13-year-old girl in Mountain View. Police say the suspects are a 23-year-old man and two 17-year-old boys. KSFO traffic eastbound 80 before Powell Street. It's a stalled car. Looks like the right lane is blocked there. Eastbound 80 Bryant Street on ramp to the lower deck. Looks like we had an accident. That may have just been cleared. And southbound 101 Cesar Chavez have a crash being reported. Two cars. That one's in the right lane. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560, KSFO.
Win tickets to see Dave Koz and Friends Christmas 2012. Enjoy a smooth jazz Christmas with saxophonist Dave Koz. Dave welcomes special guest Sheila E., David Benoit, Javier Colon, and Margot Ray to the stage on December 23rd at the Warfield in San Francisco. For your chance to win tickets, visit the contest page at ksfo.com. Flix Candy is now featured in all Lucky supermarkets. Classic Flix Candy comes wrapped in foil tubes of red, blue, green, and gold, while new premium dark chocolate Flix come wrapped in tubes of metallic brown. The new premium dark chocolate Flix are all-natural, GMO-free, and made from exquisite West African cocoa beans and Brazilian cane sugar. Flix Candy Company is a small family business owned and operated in the heart of California. This holiday season, shop at Lucky supermarkets for local brands like Classic Flix Candy and premium dark chocolate Flix.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, now is the time to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and a few months ago, the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to settle your past due taxes. And since that time, my firm has seen more offers accepted and at significantly reduced dollar amounts. So if you need a fresh start with the IRS, this is it. My firm has over 28 years of experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offering compromise for individual or payroll taxes, audit representation, or past due tax returns filed, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve all of their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car, too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023. Where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion, literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you, and there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
Conservative, I'm not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560.
It is the Savage KSFO. Nation. We're swinging around into 34 minutes after the hour across America, 165 stations. Show's growing by leaps and bounds. My website, if you haven't joined the conversation till now, has many of the stories we're talking about on michaelsavage.com, where you can see the stories for yourselves. From now on, the site is only being posted 15 minutes before the show. Don't look for new stories in the morning anymore, because I found out that some of the lesser talk shows were using my site for show preparation. And since I work from early in the morning to find stories I want to talk about, why should I give it to people who don't understand that I'm not going to give it away for nothing? So I'm no longer posting the site until 15 minutes before the show. Okay, then you can steal my titles, my headlines, and my selections. I'm afraid you'll have to do your own show preparation from now on. I'm speaking only to those in the talk radio business. Let's go to the callers right now on the Savage Nation. Mark in Durham, North Carolina. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Dr. Savage. I want to salute you and thank you for all the work you do, and I'm just going to get right into it. I'm a college student here in Durham, and I'm taking a biotechnology course right now to graduate. It's a capstone course, and I just wanted to get your thoughts, since you're a California resident, on Proposition 37, the mandatory labeling of GMOs, and yeah, that's about it.
Okay. First of all, you were talking about genetically modified organisms. That's what a GMO is. This is another liberal bugaboo that is bordering on insane hysteria. Why do you suppose some companies modify crops or animals such as fish? Do they do it for any reason other than to make certain that the plant products such as soybean, corn, canola, rice, and cottonseed oil are going to grow faster, resist pathogens, produce extra nutrients, or such? They do it for those reasons. And of course, the left-wing fanatics object to GM foods on several grounds, including ecological concerns, which are nonspecific, and the fact that such food sources are subject to intellectual property law, which can be worrisome, meaning the corporations will own that particular strain, for example, of product. But let's put that aside. There are absolutely no health issues involved with GMOs. It's another scare tactic of the fanatic left that wants to take the nation that produces the safest, largest quantity of food on earth, the United States of America, and once again cripple us with insanity. Now, with regard to genetic engineering, it sounds scary to people like Alec Baldwin, I suppose, who went to the High School of Performing Art. It might sound scary to the girls who get stoned every night and are vegetarians and lacto-ovo-vegetarians and psycho-ovo-vegetarians. But the fact of the matter is, foods have been modified by breeders, and animals have been modified by breeders from the beginning of, let us say, recorded history. What do I mean by that? Well, let's go back in time. The first genetically modified plant was produced in 1983 using an antibiotic-resistant tobacco plant. And you're in Durham, North Carolina, and that helped the tobacco industry. Then in 1994, there was a Flavor Saver tomato that was approved by the FDA for marketing in the United States. Why? The modification allowed the tomato to delay ripening after picking. That's a good thing, because otherwise the tomato growers would have a very difficult time bringing tomatoes to market. I'm always amazed that I can buy tomatoes that are almost ripe, put them on my kitchen counter, and see them ripen over the next day or two. That's a good thing, isn't it? I would think. Now, other transgenic crops included corn that was modified to give it a resistance to certain organisms, cotton that would be resistant to the herbicide bromoxynil, potatoes, soybeans resistant to the herbicide glyphosate, virus-resistant squash, again delayed ripening tomatoes, and I can go on and on. In 2000, there was golden rice that was produced by genetically modified means in order to increase the nutrient value of the rice. And so, therefore, one of the reasons we're a leader in food production, distribution, consumption is because we have the most brilliant scientists on the planet who know how to do these things. And without genetic modification, without crossbreeding, which, by the way, crossbreeding predated genetic engineering. Farmers used to crossbreed animals for a more hardy stock. Farmers used to crossbreed crops for pest-resistant crops. It's just it's a continuation of that in the laboratory. That's a summation of it from my memory, Mark. Does it make sense to you?
Absolutely, and I appreciate it. And I've got a little dog barking here, and I know you've got Teddy. So,
By the way, Teddy is a modified animal. Teddy is a toy poodle, right? He's 11 pounds. The original breed wasn't this size, was it? In fact, all dogs are genetically modified through breeding. That's how dogs were originally created by humankind. It was through selective breeding. You know that.
Right. I've got a little Pomeranian here, and, Pomeranians didn't always used to be 5-pound dogs. They used to be much larger, centuries ago.
No, and as a matter of fact, when a man goes to a bar or where a church meeting or a woman goes to a bar to look for a mate, they're actually doing selective breeding. They're calculating whether selectively breeding with that individual, man or woman, will produce a more viable offspring, let's say a viable offspring, meaning a child that's healthy. That's what they're doing. And they're trying to use intuition for that. Scent, look, size, the guy has good muscles. Let's see, he's got a nice chest. He's got two eyes, two legs, two arms. He can talk. All right, he might make a good catch because if I marry him and have children, the child will probably be healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's what a woman is doing. That's what a man is doing. Again, it's a primitive method of selective breeding.
Yes,
does that make sense to you? Let me send you a free copy of Train Tracks, in which you'll find pictures not of selectively bred animals and plants, but of me and my family. You might say it's a book on selective breeding. One of the first, if I remember correctly, one of the first fruits to have been selectively modified through genetic engineering was a papaya, incidentally, to protect it against certain viruses. Now, there's so many examples. Sugar beets that were herbicide resistant. Very important when you consider how many people's cultures or economies depend upon sugar beets and the sugar in them, and said, I don't want to go into the food stuff. It can be boring compared to discussing the Middle East. But since I, have a little bit of a history in science and I can read the literature, I thought it'd be interesting to take that call, right? Corn oil, for example. Corn oil. What is corn oil used for? Well, it's found in mayonnaise, sauces, soups. It's used to fry potato chips and French fries. Well, don't you think that you want to get corn oil that's good for you with certain benefits, certainly, and things of that nature? It makes sense. Again, there's only one downside to GMOs that I can see. Again, don't fall for this racket that GMOs are bad for you and it's going to produce a Frankenstein and you're going to get cancer from it. I've heard all of this rubbish before from the very same uneducated adults in the left-wing establishment who are now pushing the Frankenstein, GMOs are Frankensteins again. The fact of the matter is plant and animal breeding has been going on since the beginning of recorded history. The fact that it is now being done in a laboratory through genetic engineering or by genetically modifying organisms is just an advanced methodology that has been used, let's say, in the field. And I think we can end it at that. I thought that was a nice story. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. Now let's go on to the next caller here at 855-400-7282. That opens up a line, 855-400-SAVAGE. Visit me online at michaelsavage.com, et cetera. Now let's go back to the regular programming about problems we cannot solve, such as the fact that today the United Nations gave a kosher stamp to people who want to wipe the Jews off the planet and said they were entitled to a nation of their own. How does that work? How does that work? They've been firing rockets at the Israelis. Now suddenly they're going to stop firing rockets because the UN gave a vote? How does this work? I haven't even gone into the financial ramifications of what would happen if there was a Palestinian state. And I want to repeat what I said earlier so that you don't misinterpret what I said. I believe that I'd love to see a Palestinian nation. I'd love to see it. If the Palestinians could put down the rockets and the knives and the guns and say, you know what? Killing is not the way of the Muslim. We're going to have a reformation in our Bible. We don't want to kill the Jews anymore. We don't want to kill or convert the Christians anymore. We don't want to kill or convert the Buddhists anymore. We don't want to kill or convert the Hindus anymore. No, what we want to do is live in peace. And so we're going to put forward a Palestinian peace party. Well, okay, let's say that dreamland ever occurred. Let's say that. And I said, okay, let's have a Palestinian state. Well, would a Palestinian state be economically possible? It would require about $50 billion for the first 10 years of its existence. How would that work? Where would the $50 billion come from? Now, what if you put 2 million Arabs in the 2,323 square miles of the West Bank? And what if you squeezed another million Arabs into the 141 square miles of Gaza? Tell me what would happen in those areas. Would they stay there happily in those cauldrons of poverty? Well, no. They would say, we need to expand. We need more land. And just as a certain Austrian in Germany said that he was invading neighboring countries, not because he had any bad intentions towards them. He didn't invade those countries because he wanted to hurt anyone. He just wanted to have living space. There was a German word for it, which I won't bore you with, but the Palestinians would naturally say, we just need living space. And in order to have the living space, we're going to have to move into Israel proper and kick the Jews out. Not because we have anything against Jews, but because since they're racists, they don't deserve a state of their own. And although we pretended that we'd live peacefully next to them, we're kicking them into the sea so we can have a little breathing living space. Now, then they'll go to Jordan. Of course, the next stage is to take over Jordan because that's another living space area. Yeah, living space. Now, many of you don't know that we're talking about Israel, which is very interesting. That's all the liberals will talk about is Palestinians and Israel, Israel, Palestine, West Bank. Have you ever talked about the East Bank? Because most of you don't know what the bank is. You think you're talking about Citibank. The bank that you're talking about is the Jordan River. Jordan River has an East Bank and a West Bank. West Bank, you all know, is bad. West Bank is bad. Bad. West Bank, bad. Jews, bad. But there's an East Bank, and on the East Bank, there's a country called Jordan. Now, Jordan was created in 1947, about the same time Israel was created. It was called Transjordan. It was part of Arabia. It was carved out of the desert by the Sharif of Mecca, and they created a nation called Jordan as a gift to the Sharif of Mecca, and that nation was created. And I'll give you another little punchline to take home tonight since you think you know it all. More Palestinians, unfortunately, were killed during the Black September uprisings by the Jordanian military than have been killed by all of the Israelis since the founding of the Jewish state. Let me repeat that. The Palestinians were taken in as refugees by the King of Jordan. And to reward the King of Jordan with his kindness, they tried to take over Jordan. And there was a brutal crackdown against the Palestinians during this uprising, which was named the Black September Uprising. More Palestinians suffered and were killed by the Jordanians than had ever been killed by the Jews since the founding of Israel. But you don't hear much about that because the press is owned by anti-Zionists. I'll be right back.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this. The recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE. Promo code SAVAGE and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
So this notion of good news is bizarre to me.
Mark Levin.
So pushing it down the road is not good news. The Constitution being damaged is not good news.
Weekdays at 3.
Expanding the taxing powers of the government without even identifying which taxing powers we're expanding, that's not good news. This whole thing is crap. This is why people are disgusted. We're fed up with the way Washington works.
Or doesn't work.
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Are you looking to buy investment property but are getting priced out of the Bay Area market? Then consider buying in Texas. Kathy Fetke, the CEO of Real Wealth Network, is holding a seminar on December 8th on how to buy great rentals in Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio. You can own an entire house in Texas for what would be a down payment here. Learn how to earn a 10% annualized yield from Texas rental properties on December 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn in San Mateo at noon. For details, visit realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK.
My name is Rel, and my story is real. 2.5 years ago, after a heart attack, I lost my job. It's difficult to stand in line for food assistance when you've been on the giving end. When my health improved, I thought I'd have another job. That was many months and a mountain of resumes ago. I've kept a roof over my head, but I've exhausted my savings. The food I received from my Bay Area food bank is more than important. It was life-saving. My name is Rel. I'm your neighbor. Please give generously to your local food bank at BayAreaHunger.org.
The holidays lose their magic when your bank account goes into sticker shock. That's why I'm entering the holiday shopping giveaway at SweetJack.com. Hey, if you win, SweetJack will overnight a Visa gift card loaded with $5,000 to pay for your holiday shopping. SweetJack has something sweet for everyone on your list, with amazing deals on spas, travel, stocking stuffers, and more. What gift would you buy with $5,000? Enter the holiday shopping giveaway now at SweetJack.com to get your gifts on Jack.
I know this may sound funny, but when my hair looks good, I feel good. And this holiday season, I'm going to buy a new outfit, get my nails done, and do something great for my hair. I'm going to buy myself the Ovation Cell Therapy Holiday Gift Set.
Ovation Cell Therapy is guaranteed to help grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast. With just an easy rinse-out application of Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage and damage caused from harsh chemicals, heat, styling, and overprocessing can be repaired. And your hair will look and feel healthy again.
Look your best this holiday season. Give yourself the gift you'd love to receive. The Ovation Cell Therapy Holiday Gift Set. An assortment of the most popular Ovation products at a very special holiday price.
Order your Ovation Holiday Gift Set now before they're all gone at OvationHair.com. That's OvationHair.com. And be sure to enter KSFO at checkout to receive a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, even KSFO.
We are talking about Lebensraum, living space. Lebensraum, a phrase that was used to excess by Adolf Hitler when he invaded neighboring countries. He said he needed living space. Had nothing against those Poles or the Czechs. He just needed living space for all those happy Germans so they could eat their cream cakes and white tablecloths, enjoy themselves. Just the lower mass, the lower classes had to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. So when you start hearing about Lebensraum, you know, living space, you understand where it comes from. But the fact is it's basically the territorial imperative from the zoological readings that you may have done in your life. It's just animals want what the other animal has. That's all. And that's the story of mankind. I don't care what country you're from, how civilized you are. Human nature will take from the other man if he can take it, by and large. Take a look at our friends to the south of the border. Come on in. Come on in. Take it. After all, it's yours. Liberals say it's yours because they don't donate their houses to them. I've always said to those who are so concerned about the Palestinians and the Native Americans and the Mexicans, and it's really their land, I said, well, why don't you start with your house? A lot of libs in the Bay Area of San Francisco, white-haired ponytail type of, oh, they're in favor of all of these poor, aggrieved peoples. I said, well, why don't you just give your house in the Berkeley Hills to one of them? I'd go down the hill, look out for the burning tires in Oakland, and tap the shoulder of an aggrieved individual and tell him, sir, I have taken your land. My ancestors took your land. And I am so sorry. I want you to have my wife, my shoes, my car, and my house. I don't see them doing that. I don't understand that. Let's take some of the callers on the side. As you can see, I've had a little fun tonight with sarcasm, which is my middle name. It's an art form. It's illegal right now, apparently, in America to be sardonic, sarcastic, but not to be stupid. The only S that's permitted in the Obama America is stupidity. Sarcasm is racism. It's a trick. It's a trick of the ruling class. Sardonic comedy, not allowed. Only ironic comedy is allowed. Irony is permitted because they teach that in the all-girls schools called the Ivy League. The irony. Everything is ironic and ironic and sophomorically ironic at that. But anyway, here we are. It's a day in history. Susan Rice, it turns out, invests in companies that do business with the terrorist nation of Iran. Yet she wants to be Secretary of State. Her father was governor of the Federal Reserve System, but you didn't hear that on ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox News. You will shortly. I dug it up. She was a Rhodes Scholar, set off another alarm bell. She's a protege of the despicable Madeleine Albright. Again, another alarm bell. Many things about Susan Rice that you don't know about. But, of course, you heard that anyone who opposes her is a racist. That's the way America works today. And that's why I say the only yes that's permitted is stupidity, not sarcasm. Just stupidity is permitted in America. And then we've talked about the 22nd Amendment, presidential term limits established in 1951. After 14 years of the statist Franklin Delano Roosevelt, America said, never again will we have another dictator on the order of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Now we have a budding dictator in the form of Barack Obama, one of whose mentors, of course, is FDR. And if FDR could have 14 years, why can't Obama have 40 years? He's younger than he was, and he's healthier. Why not? Hey, hey, ho, ho. The Constitution has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. You know, and that's the way it works. Just blow the whistles and get the psychotics out there in the street and eliminate the 22nd Amendment. And it'll be better for America. You know, there'd be stability if we had one president for the next 40 years when you think about it. Think of all the money they could save. That's one argument that they'll use. No messy elections. And you know, I know, didn't they make you nervous, the election? What do you need elections for? That's passe. We don't need elections. One man, one Ein Volk, Ein Reich. One man, one nation. That's what we need, is a man who is the nation. And anyone who opposes him is obviously an enemy of the nation, enemy of the state, and should be severely punished or deported. That's all. We don't want to hurt anyone. That's what the liberals will say, because we believe in freedom. Oink, oink. We believe in Animal Farm. Oink, oink. See, I guess I've seen it all, heard it all, read it all, heard it all, read it all, seen it all, don't believe a word of it. It's all about power, power, power. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely, boys and girls. Remember what Lord Acton taught you. Power corrupts. And that was term one of Obama. That's power corrupts. Term two is absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's all. Look at state of California. Look at Dianne Feinstein. Look at Barbara. They do whatever they want without any criticism. They own the newspaper. Instead of talking about Dianne Feinstein and any of her dealings, good, bad, or indifferent, the newspaper reports about the scandal of toxic couches. I'm not making it up. I will never forget that as long as I live. As I get older, I'll remember that as the new fall of the San Francisco Chronicle, their lead story yesterday, the headline, amidst the swirling scandals in San Francisco, toxic couches and houses. You have Oakland, basically the gangs are running wild, burglaries are going out of control, toxic couches. I would suspect that the couches are being produced by racist factories, incidentally, probably with child labor, somewhere in Sri Lanka or Marin County, I'm not quite sure. But this is the insanity that we live in. And I'm here every day to deconstruct the insanity and try to send you home with a little more rationality. From the most rational mind in the history of American radio, this is Michael Savage inviting you to stay here another big hour. Visit me online at michaelsavage.com and read Train Tracks. You'll never regret it.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Not the one I want, but welcome to the Savage Nation. I really only want the original Dropkick Murphy. Or you can turn it off. They can't do two things. Conservatives cannot multitask very well. Liberals can triple task and do nothing well. And I have three newspapers in my hand. I have the Old York Times. You see, deracinated Jewish liberals are the most anti-Israel in the media. Let me repeat that for those of you who didn't get the long syllable word. The multisyllabic word deracinated, deracinated Jewish liberals are the most anti-Israel of all. And that's what the New York Times is about, the Sulzbergers. And so therefore, they always find reason to hate Israel. BP will plead guilty and pay over $4 billion. Gulf spill. This is the same Gulf spill story that's been going on for years. And Obama is permitting, I think it is 25 foreign companies to drill in the Gulf of Mexico while prohibiting American companies from drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. A leader's debut in China. China's new leader Xi Jinping spoke of addressing problems in the ruling party, but his team, see now communists are a team, like the Yankees, like the Oakland A's, to the deracinated lunatics at the New York Times, no mention of communism, no mention of harvesting of organs, no mention of the terror that goes on in the average person's life in China. It's just a team like ours. It's just an alternative team. Verdict on affirmative action. An appeals court rules unconstitutional a ban on affirmative action that Michigan voters passed in 06. Well, that's fine. It'll go back to the Supreme Court where it'll be found that Americans have a right not to be judged based upon their race, the way liberals like to judge people, which is based upon race and creed and socioeconomic status. After storm, a helping paw. And it's about a dog. Athletes and immigration. The case of an Iranian table tennis player. Now, that's a story in the New York Times. The case of an Iranian table tennis player, I think that's known as ping pong, has raised questions about what an athlete must achieve for preferential entry into the United States. Oh, I see. We didn't let an Iranian ping pong player in, so we must be racist and bigoted against Iranian ping pong players. That's an important story from the deracinated lunatics at the Old York Times. So flipping the pages on the Savage Nation, we go to page two. It's raining out here on the West Coast. I hope you're enjoying yourself in a car somewhere stuck in traffic. Earning money, let's see what month it is now, November. That means you've worked all of 3 or 4 months for yourself thus far. January through June, you worked for Obama. July through August, you work for your local state and city governments. And I think they still permit you to take home the equivalent of approximately 3 months of your annual pay to make certain you can pay your mortgage and pay for your Obamacare and, of course, buy food and go on one vacation per year. Yes, indeed. And I want to talk about something else as I'm flipping the pages here in the Savage Nation. You can call me on any topic that strikes your fancy as long as I'm talking about it at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-407-2822. Let's not have a Petraeus call. That's been done all day long. All day long, from morning till night. We know Obama lied and people died. We know that Rice should be fired, if not imprisoned, for lying to the American people. Do you know that if you lie to a federal official, you go to prison? Martha Stewart did. She lied to an FBI investigator, I believe. She went to jail. If you lie to a federal inquisitor, you go to prison. So now, here's Susan Rice who lied to the American people, and she's protected by the thug in the White House, who says, you got a problem with her, man? You got a problem with me. You coming through me. I'm surprised he didn't wear bling when he did it. You know, time to, like, get it all out there. So she lies to the American people, and nothing happens. Why should anything happen? There's no opposition party. None whatsoever. So what can I say to you? All I can say to you is this. There's a tax in America called the death tax, the estate tax. It's at 35%. Isn't that a wonderful bargain? That means after you die, after you've paid taxes, after you've saved all your life, the gangsters in the regime take one-third of everything that you've saved and already paid taxes on, and that's considered a benefit to the rich. So the gangster in the White House, the new capo in the White House, the Obama crime family, the new capo in the White House, is now saying, yeah, you're only paying a third, huh? Well, we want you to pay at least a half. Kick up at least a half. We want a half of it. Now, let me explain what the estate tax is. If you're a farmer and you're about to die and you want to pass the farm on to your children, oh, you may be making $70,000, $80,000 a year. You have an old pickup truck. You have some equipment. You're not living high on the hog. But the communists come in and they say, your farm's worth $1 million. When you die and pass it on to your children, they owe us $500,000 for the Obama regime so that they can fly around the world. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to keep Obama in first-class style. Michelle hasn't been on a vacation for months. She's just itching to go somewhere. So, in other words, you got to pay us $500,000. So if the children can't pay the taxes, they've got to go borrow the money to inherit the farm. And many of them can't, so they lose the farm. And the Soviets take the farm from them the way Stalin did, in a different manner, or the way it was done before him under Lenin. And so what you don't know, and here's the punchline, is something you don't know. I guarantee if you're listening to the Savage Nation, you don't know what I'm about to tell you. You think you know it all, but you don't. Because I'm not going to talk about the founding fathers. I'm going to talk about the crime families running America today. That's right, you heard me. The criminal enterprise called the U.S. federal government, the state government, the city governments are nothing more than crime families with more power than any crime family has ever dreamed of having because they own the newspapers. See, when you had crime families, at least you had guys like Giuliani who were willing to fight him and expose them, and you had newspaper men with the guts to talk about it. But with the crime families running from the State House to the White House, you have the stenographers who don't even talk about it. And so the gang running the country now has an estate tax of 35%, which they call it too much of a bargain for the rich Americans. They want to make it 55%. They'll probably settle at 45. They're screaming for 55% of the death tax, which means after tax taxes, right? Here's the punchline. China and Russia, which are still communist nations, have no estate taxes. Do you have any idea what I just said to you? Listen to what Michael Savage just taught you on the Savage Nation. Everything that the communists have tried and run away from, Obama and his communist cronies are dragging us into, whether it be failed economic policy such as an estate tax, onerous government at every level, bureaucracy at every level, anti-business mentality at every level. Obama have the same mentality as the ex-Soviets. Everything that the Soviets tried and found failed and killed the country, killed freedom, killed the human spirit, are being introduced step by step and day by day by liberals. Because you don't understand what the word liberal means. The word liberal actually means something else. The correct word is Bolshevik. You can call them anything, but don't call them liberals. A liberal means do as you will. I'll leave you alone. I'm a libertarian. That's a liberal. They're not liberals. They're Bolsheviks. A Bolshevik is top-down government from top to bottom. Tax people to death. Bureaucrats at every turn. I'll give you another example. A part broke on my boat. It's a simple part made of stainless steel. But a very beautiful piece of work. It holds a fender on the side of the boat, but it snapped off. A screw broke. So I brought it in about a month ago to a welding shop in Sausalito, a man who actually still does something. I won't mention his name because I don't want to cause him any trouble. And I got the call, the part's finished, because it was cheaper to fix it, I figured, than buying a new one. So I go in there this afternoon in the rain. I get this beautiful fender thing, and like new. It looked like new. He welded it. And he said, I said, how much is it? He says, $48. I said, only $48? A bargain, right? I mean, great deal. So we started to talk. He said, what are you going to talk about tonight? So I told him estate taxes. He said, Michael, you don't know what's going on. He said, here in this shop, he said, the bureaucrats come in and they lecture us every aspect of our business, 23-year-old idiots who don't know the first thing about my business. Then he said, I have a friend who owns a body shop in San Rafael, auto body shop. He said, a 23-year-old moron, a college girl, was given a job by the state to go into auto body shops, and she went around with a checklist and a board and with a pen. And this idiot girl goes to the owner of the body shop and says to him, what's that on the floor? He says, that's a garbage can. She says, I'm going to cite you because you don't have a sticker on it which says garbage can. I'm not making this up. This is what happens under a socialist dictatorship. Do-gooders are leading us to hell, and there's no way back from it. Once you are dragged into hell, there's almost no way back from it. The next step is increasingly worse than the last step. Ask anyone who came out of the ex-Soviet Union where this leads. This is the most corrupt regime in American history. They are introducing virtually every policy against our freedoms and against our liberty that were tried and abandoned even in the ex-Soviet Union. So let me repeat a take-home message if you heard too much and you don't want to hear anymore. Estate taxes in America are 35%. The capo di tutti capo, Obama, wants to turn it into 55. He'll take 45. He's negotiating to take out more money because, of course, his friends need it. And the communists in China and the communists in Russia abandoned the estate tax a while ago in order to free the economy. And you heard it first on the Savage Nation.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you yet again about Ovation Cell Therapy. And now it's not just Ovation Cell Therapy, it is the Ovation Cell Therapy holiday gift set that is changing hair around the country. Before I started using Ovation, my hair was broken, dry, brittle, damaged. It basically looked like a broom. Now it's longer, stronger, shinier, and healthier, all thanks to Ovation. And what a better gift than a great head of hair? The Ovation Holiday gift set includes the complete advanced formula Ovation Cell Therapy system, plus their volume enhancer, thermal protection, and Ovation's new vitamins and extracts for healthy hair and scalp. This is all for a very special price that only comes once a year, and you can only get it by going to ovationhair.com and selecting KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com, and remember, select KSFO at checkout for your special offer.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Please don't call me on these topics that I'm not interested in. We heard about Benghazi 5,000 times. You know what's coming of it? Nothing. Obama lied, people died. Rice lied, nothing will happen. The Republicans are in on it. Forget about it. You don't have an opposition party. You have an opposition group of schmuck. You can't believe the level of it, the idiocy, that you believe you have a Republican representative. There's about 10 of them, I trust. None of them are in my state. Here we have a one-party system, which the liberals just are revered. They love it. They love it. One party, that's good. Everything the liberals claim that they hated, they've been introduced into America. Everything they claim they feared, Big Brother, their Big Brother. One-party rule, no checks and balances, they love it. So I was talking about the estate tax. China and Russia don't have any. How's that possible? So let's go to page 2 of the Old York Times, run by the most deracinated mentality in the United States of America, the Sulzberger descendants. So I'm looking at Inside the Times under National. This I'm not making up. The right to bear it all. A group of several dozen nude protesters and their clothed lawyer marched to a federal courthouse to file a lawsuit against the city and county of San Francisco. San Francisco, which I love very much, is the most irrelevant city in the world. San Francisco is the most irrelevant city in the United States of America. The world is on fire because of the psychotics running this country. And they're talking about the right to walk naked in the street. This is the city that I live in. It's unbelievable to me. Saving pieces of history. The people fighting now over the wood from the boardwalk at Rockaway Beach. And with the right to buy the wood and, I guess, turn it into I don't know what they want to do with it, but they want to buy the wood, the driftwood. Postal Service reports loss. Shocking. The Postal Service reported a record $15.9 billion net loss for the fiscal year, bringing the financially troubled agency another step closer to insolvency. Well, there's only one solution, which is to give them more medical benefits. And I would think that you have to help the postmen by giving them more money. I mean, I think the reason they're losing money is that they're not paid enough. And I think they should be given new trucks, electric trucks. Because if you look at the most polluting vehicles on the road, they're invariably they're the postal trucks. I live in a house where every time the mail's coming at the end of the day, by the way, it gets there at 5 o'clock every day, U.S. Postal Service. But before the truck arrives, a plume of black smoke arrives up the hill from the postal truck. I don't blame the driver. I had an uncle who was a postman. Got a heart attack after 3 months and lived on disability for 30 years, I think. No, he really did have a heart attack. I'm not saying he made it up. He didn't. He had a heart attack, but a 30-year disability from the Postal Service. He worked about 3 months. So, I mean, this is not a bad job. It's a very good job when you think about it. So they only lost $16 billion. I think Obama should consider giving them more money, better trucks, electric trucks, and higher salaries. It may motivate them to deliver the mail at 4 o'clock instead of at 5 o'clock. School districts brace for further cutbacks. In Washington, if Washington cannot resolve the looming fiscal crisis by the new year, public schools already battered by the recession could face another round of belt tightening. I'm walking around today. This wasn't a child in school here in California. Here's another story. Pentagon says 75,000 troops might be needed to seize Syria chemical arms. What? The Pentagon, in the midst of the sex scandals, has told the Obama administration. Actually, the word Obamers is better than Obama. I invented Obama before the election. I saw it around a lot on the blogs, but I think Obama would be better since it looks to me like he's going to become very militant soon and start bombing countries. Because, I mean, that's you got to kill for peace. You have to understand how liberals work. A war with a D on it, a bomb with a D on it, a bullet with a D on it, an airplane with a D on it is a good bomb, bullet, or plane. Any such item with an R on it is bad, evil, fascistic. Notice there's been no code stinko out there recently. The code stinking feminists have nothing to say to Obama as he ramps up war in Iran, threatens war in Syria, because it's a Democrat war, and that's a good war. The Pentagon said it would require up to 75,000 troops amid increasing concern that the militant group Hezbollah has set up small training camps close to some of the chemical weapons depots, according to senior American officials. What is a senior American official? We have senior American officials? What are they, senior in years? You know, like old over 65, or they've been working for the government all their lives and don't know anything? That would be a senior American official. Like, we don't know what happened in Libya while people were screaming for help. What were they doing, bowling in the White House basement? Fishing, playing fish, playing night basketball? What were they doing? The estimated size of the potential effort provided by the White House to the White House by the Military Central Command. What do you mean by the Military Central Command? Did they go through Ms. Kelly? Did they ask Ms. Kelly what she thought about how many troops would be needed? I mean, they should question Ms. Kelly in Tampa as to whether we need 75,000 troops. She probably has more classified information than the senior American official at the New York Times turned to. I think that Ms. Kelly could probably give us a better figure on how many troops might be needed to seize Syria arms, chemical arms, than any of these senior American officials. Because Obama said that he's not going to use any troops. That's right. Except he said he would change. The estimated size of the potential effort, 75,000 troops, you hear? Called into question whether the U.S. would have the resources to act quickly if it detected the movement of chemical weapons and forced President Obama, as he said in August, quote, to change my calculus about inserting American forces into Syria. We haven't learned what happened in Egypt, what happened in Libya, and now we're going to bring about Al-Qaeda in Syria, and no one sees what's going on? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, on Talk 560 KSFO. A sneezing fit caused a truck driver to crash into nearly a dozen vehicles at an auto dealership in San Leandro. Antonio Zamora was driving 30-35 miles an hour when he started sneezing and plowed into the United Auto Center used car lot. 10 cars and trucks were damaged. Commercial fundraisers in California took in more than $338 million last year, but only about half that went to the charities that used them. The state attorney general says just 51% went to charities such as Amnesty International, Habitat for Humanity, and the Humane Society. KSFO traffic, southbound 101 shoreline. Looks like a stalled car. It's on the right lane right now, but they're trying to push that off to the right shoulder. And other than that, some road work going in for the Dumbarton Bridge. And with the weather coming in, of course, look out for standing water in the roadways and trees and branches as well. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is a public notice for those currently in the market for a refinance. For the first time in recent history, wholesale interest rates are now being made available to the general public. While interest rates have hit all-time lows, the Wall Street Journal reported that home prices in the second quarter rose from the year-ago period for the first time since 2007. These conditions have opened an unprecedented window for homeowners to take advantage of these interest rates, but only for a limited time. Borrowers can now get 30-year fixed loans at the incredibly low rate of only 3.125%. That's a 30-year fixed loan at 3.125%. To take advantage of these wholesale rate offerings, call 800-951-1200. That's 800-951-1200. And get a 30-year fixed loan at a rate of only 3.125%. Once again, that's 800-951-1200. 800-951-1200. All offers subject to credit approval. Loan based on $417,000 loan amount. APR 3.253. Metropolitan Home Mortgage Incorporated, DBA IntelliLoan, is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, number 4130924.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
When the lights go down.
There's another article here. An unfinished temple for dance is a battleground over Cuba's future. Oh, I don't even want to read it. I don't like dance. I'm not interested in dance. Wasted art. I don't like it. You know what dance is? I mean, if you analyze ballet, I know it sounds like I'm a man of the streets and doesn't understand the subtleties of ballet. Ballet originated when the princes wanted to see the young girls so they could pick one for the evening's entertainment. And so they brought him in, they had him dance on the stage on their toes. And that's how they picked him. The same with the river dance, the Irish river dance. Remember that was hot in America for about 4 years? All that clacking and the noise. Where'd all shoes go? Did we send those shoes to Syria or what? Where'd they go? All those taps on those shoes. You think of that, the waste of metal. What an energy waste that was. Well, unto itself, if you think about it, Irish river dancing could be seen as a contributor to global warming. All of that heat buildup on the stage. I think that the Obama administration could have outlawed Irish tap dancing, river dancing, whatever it was. That was hot for like hundreds of girls on the stage with tap shoes. You could lose your mind listening to it. It was like a bad Ed Sullivan show. It was like being locked in a chair to watch Ed Sullivan. Same thing, though. That's where that originated. The guy who threw the biggest telephone pole in ancient Ireland, who could kill everybody with his hands, sat around the campfire and said, all right, bring in the dancers. That's how it worked. And then it evolves over the centuries into something more subtle, and, you know, you have the Joffrey ballet. It's the same thing, basically. Rich men sit in the auditorium and pick out the individual for the evening's entertainment. But, of course, the New York Times polishes it and makes it look into something else. But, all right, to each his own. You know, whatever floats your boat, blah, blah, blah. That's how it works. Mia Farrow's brother charged with child sex abuse. Hey, here's a story that caught my eye. Heroin charges dropped against Bon Jovi's OD daughter. How could you drop a heroin charge against a kid who shot up? The 19-year-old was found comatose in her dorm room. You know, well, that's what you do at college today. You learn how to put a condom on a cucumber. You learn how to stick a needle in your arm. You learn how to sleep with your sorority sister if you're a girl. Learn how to sleep with your fraternity brother if you're a boy. And you learn America's horrible. Capitalism is the downfall of humanity. Global warming is a bigger threat than Islamofascism. And medical marijuana is necessary for every cancer patient on earth. So when you start to hear that day and night, what it is, you reach for the heroin needle because you can't take it anymore. It's been trying. Here, look at the cover. It's been trying for John Bon Jovi and his family after their only daughter, Stephanie Rose Bon Jovi, was arrested following an alleged heroin overdose. And blah, blah, blah. She was found overcome. Blah, blah, blah. And she was charged with possession of a small amount of heroin and marijuana. Very sad shock. Drug charges against the girl have been dropped. Prosecutor said, can you explain to me why drug charges would be dropped against a rich white girl? Let me ask you something. Let's put it another way, and I'm not pandering. Do you think that if a poor black kid was found with a spike in his arm, instead of in a college dormitory, let's say, I don't know where, whatever, that his charges would be dropped the next day? And do you think that the papers would write it's been trying for the black family after their only son was arrested following an alleged heroin overdose? I don't think so. How did they get the charges dropped? I kind of know the answer. I'm just telling you the story. It's unbelievable to me. Now, I understand that the charges were dropped against John Bon Jovi. I don't even know who he is. It sounds like a bonbon to me. John Bon Jovi. I don't follow rock and rollers, but I think he wrote music as one day. You know, and I feel bad that the kid turned to drugs. It's a terrible tragedy when it hits any family. But what's disturbing to me is that the rock and roller's daughter is arrested unresponsive OD'd in a dorm room at a college, and the charges are dropped. We were shocked to hear about it. Stephanie is a sweetheart and so down to earth. She always wanted to party, but not in a way that made anyone think differently of her over any other teenager. No, every teenager shoots up. Every teenager shoots up heroin. I mean, that's the American way. After all, with Obamacare, there's certainly going to be rehab available. So you don't have to worry about that. Now, the hostess Twinkie story is an interesting one. Here's an example of your friends in the union and what they did to a company. The company's been around forever, right? They destroyed it. The Baker's Union wanted more money. The owners were in Chapter 11 already. So Obama's union thugs kill hostess, 18,500 jobs gone, is my headline on michaelsavage.com. Twinkies debuted, and I don't eat this stuff, by the way. I've written books on health, so don't say I'm saying it because I like junk food. I don't. I don't eat Twinkies. I don't like that stuff. I haven't eaten my entire life, but there are people who like it. I would understand that Mayor Bloomberg would probably have you arrested if you were seen with a 32-ounce soda and a Twinkie. I would think you would It's a felony in New York City, not using heroin. If you're a rock and roller's daughter and you're found with a spike in your arm and there's heroin, the charges are dropped. But if you're found with two Twinkies and a 32-ounce drink, I would think the NYPD would throw the key away. Nevertheless, Hostess Brands, the makers of the spongy snack, said food shutter after years of struggling with management turmoil because the bakers' unions wouldn't compromise. They couldn't do it. One of the other unions, the AFL-CIO union, I believe, did compromise with them. Hostess, based in Irving, Texas, said it was saddled with costs related to its unionized workforce. The company had been contributing $100 million a year in pension costs for workers. You hear? Pensions, by the way, are killing America. The new contract offer would have slashed that to $25 million a year, in addition to wage cuts and a 70% reduction in health benefits. But the greedy, thuggish union of the Bakers Union, thousands of members of the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers International Union went on strike after rejecting the company's latest contract offer, and they went bankrupt, and 18,500 people now lost their jobs. This is an example of your president and the people who put him in power at work. It's the Savage Nation. Again, we can talk about this or any other topic on this beautiful evening. 855-400-SAVAGE. Notice I'm not talking about the Founding Fathers. I'm not going to cloak myself in Thomas Jefferson and his wife. I didn't know them personally. I'm not talking about the Constitution. If I hear it one more time, I can't take it anymore. If I hear one more Republican bandying about, well, we got to go back to Reagan and the Founding Fathers and the principle. Come on, move on already. No one wants to hear that malarkey. Only people who talk about that stuff, you know you don't believe it. You don't even know what it is. It's like a civics lesson in high school that no one listened to. Turned half the children into drug addicts and communists. From that kind of talk. We know what the Constitution is. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She knows the different amendments. She didn't know the 11th from the 14th. It doesn't matter to her. All she knows is she has a big hammer. And that's all that matters. That's the Constitution to her. Who was it who said that the power comes out of the barrel of a gun? To Nancy Pelosi, power comes out of the bottom of a gavel. Ken in California on KSFO. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir, Michael. Thank you for having me on. I'm calling about your estate tax comments you made a little while ago.
Yes.
And I'm floored. I did not realize that China and Russia no longer have the estate tax. That just floored
me. No. Tell that to send it up to Obama and tell him that even China and Russia dropped the estate tax. Tell it to Steinberg here in California, these Bolsheviks.
They need to hear from everybody. People just need to rise up like mad. We have to do that.
Yeah, we'll rise up. Yeah. All they want is medical marijuana and pornography and the Oakland A's. That's all. A's. Walk around with the jacket. Yeah, give me the jacket. Hang on. Just give them the sports. Give them the Twinkies. Give them the porno. That's all. Unbelievable to me. GOP focuses on immigration. Republicans such as Governor Bobby Jindal, never liked him. I always thought he was another faker, are taking a fresh look at the issue. What do you mean a fresh look? They're ready to become Democrats. Why doesn't Jindal and Christie put on a Democrat hat? They become Democrats in word already, so just put on a Democrat hat. Get the red coat. Put on the red coat already, Jindal. Oh, it's okay. I can deal with it. I can deal with it. As things get worse, I get better. I actually went and had real newspapers delivered to the station. I decided that I need the stain on my fingers, the smell of the ink. It actually stimulates my talk show. You know that? I swear to God that my fingers smell of newsprint. They still must use actual ink. It's almost a euphoria. I grew up with this stuff. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back. Call. Do we ever? And all the time it had grown. When the last capitalist is hung, we will hang him with his own rope. The rope that he manufactured. That was not written by Bonnie Frank, nor by the current administration. That was written by one of the early Bolsheviks. When the last capitalist is hung, we will hang him with the rope he manufactured. That's the same mentality that the Obama administration has. They have an attitude that any business is corrupt. That by dint of the fact that you create a product or perform a service that someone wants, in somehow you're doing something evil and that you owe the government any profit you make. And that anyone who works for the city, state, or federal government is an honest person. Anyone who works in private industry is a crook. Same mentality as Lenin, Marx, Engels, you name it. Trotsky, same mentality. Up and down the Democrat Party, but you elected them. You know what? Live with it. Live with it. Here's a story. You're not going to believe. It's so horrible, you can't believe it. Several opinion columns praising Russia and published in the last 2 years on CNBC's website and the Huffington Post were written by seemingly independent professionals, but were actually placed on behalf of the Russian government by its PR firm Ketchum. Ketchum spent tens of millions of dollars hiring whores called journalists to write articles and put them into various and sundry media outlets like CNBC and the Huffington Post. Can you believe this? Russia, often criticized for human rights abuses and corruption, paid handsomely for the public relations work. From mid-06 to mid-12, Ketchum received almost $23 million in fees from Russia, an additional $17 million on the account of Gazprom, in order to get op-ed editors to write articles and published in CNBC and other places such as the left-wing fanatic site HuffPost. This is what the left has become in America. Don't call them liberals. Michael Savage is giving you an education today, especially those of you on the conservative side. Start using my word, Bolsheviks. It's liberals old. No one's going to listen to you anymore. Let's take a quick call here out of Memphis, Tennessee. James, Memphis, Tennessee. What station? Welcome to the Savage Nation.
I was listening to the radio, and they explained why Bon Jovi's daughter wasn't prosecuted. And the state which that she was prosecuted in has a law for anyone overdosing on heroin cannot be charged with drug possession.
I know the answer. I did know that. I just wanted you to ask yourself, how is that possible that the daughter of a rich rock and roller could OD on heroin in a college dorm and then be left off the hook and the charges dropped? Because believe it or not, I'm going to tell you something you don't know, just as you didn't know that Russia and China have no estate taxes. You learned it tonight on the Savage Nation. It is very important for you to understand how far to the left Obama is. Not only does China and Russia charge less on estate taxes, they have zero estate taxes. Obama is to the left of China and Russia on taxation. Obama is more of a Bolshevik than Putin. Obama is more of a communist than Putin and the president of China put together. But you don't know that because your journalists are owned, they're wholly owned subsidiaries of George Soros and his stooge Obama. But the heroin thing is very interesting. And I looked into the law. And the law is interesting. It's called the Good Samaritan Emergency Response Act in New Jersey. And what it is, it provides limited immunity for people who seek medical assistance for someone experiencing a drug overdose. Neither the OD victim, the junkie in other words, nor the junkie's friend who seeks medical assistance for the junkie could be arrested, charged, prosecuted, or convicted for obtaining, possessing, using, or being under the influence of a controlled dangerous substance, possessing drug paraphernalia or needles, inhaling or possessing any toxic chemical, or unlawfully obtaining, attempting to obtain, or possessing prescription drugs. In addition, they receive immunity for any penalty for parole, probation, or restraining order violation. Now, see, the theory from the liberals who passed it, Senator Joseph Vitale and Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg in New Jersey, say this is to protect good Samaritans who call 911 to seek medical assistance for someone experiencing a drug OD. But what it really is a way out of being prosecuted for using heroin. How do you do it? Simple. Let's say the cops just kicked your door in and they're about to bust you and the needle's hanging out of your vein. What you do is you throw yourself on the floor and the guy with you says, "Oh, she's ODing. Thank you for showing up, officer. Look at my cell phone. I was just calling 911. Bingo. So you get a shyster lawyer from NYU or Columbia or one of the other institutions of lower living, and you get immunity for any penalty. In fact, you become a good Samaritan. And so this encourages people to OD on drugs. So this is what you mean by unintended consequences. This is how liberalism works. Nothing they touch ever works out properly. So there it is. You understand what you just learned? The Good Samaritan Emergency Response Act is how Jean Bon Jovi's daughter got off with the OD in the dorm room. Can you imagine what's going on in our colleges today? Bon Jovi shocked over the bust. Teen daughter's heroin arrest shakes family. All right, well, I'm sorry for the daughter's ODing and all of that. And I'm not saying she should be put away for life, but there's something wrong here. 19-year-old Hamilton College student. I love it. It seems oxymoronic. Hamilton College student was found initially unresponsive after she apparently overdosed in a dorm room. That's what they're learning in a college today, how to put a needle in their arm? Bon Jovi's daughter and a fellow student, Ian Grant, was subsequently charged with possession of a small amount of heroin and marijuana. But then the drug charges against Stephanie and her drug friend were dropped, prosecutors said yesterday. But the magazine reports the incident has shaken the otherwise normal and tight-knit rock and roll family. Oh, sure. We were shocked to hear about what happened. Stephanie is a sweetheart and so down to earth. She always wanted to party, but not in a way that made anyone think differently of her or any other teenager. No, all teenagers today overdose in a dorm room. That's the American way. And with Obamacare, you can overdose till you're age 26, and the government will come to help you. If you're a 26-year-old heroin addict living at home, Obamacare will now pay for your treatment, probably for your needles. Because you're entitled to a clean needle. You don't want to have to do what people in inner cities do and reuse needles, do you? No. If you're a white kid living in the suburbs and you OD, you get clean needles from the government. Isn't this wonderful? I mean, I think America's a great place. I really do. So now you learn two things today in the Savage Nation. First, that the estate taxes, which are currently one-third of everything you save all your life and pay taxes on, the gangster regime takes away from you at your death. But that's not enough. For the Obama regime, they want to take away 55% of what you've saved and been taxed on your whole life, making certain that you'll never pass anything on to your children. Well, you say, well, there's nothing new under the sun. Liberals rob money from people so they can continue to fly in Air Force 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 and go on vacations from anywhere in the world with the royal family, I mean the first family, etc. Well, there is something new in the world, something you didn't know before the show. China and Russia have no estate taxes. Did you know that? You didn't know that. Don't make believe you knew everything. You didn't know that. You learned it on the Savage Nation, because I do my homework. From dawn till dusk, now that the show starts at dusk, I'm up at dawn anyway. I wake up at the first light and I go right to the computer. It's actually not a bad lifestyle when you think about it. Think about it. I love the news anyway. I'm obsessed with it. There's so much going on and there's so much corruption, so much criminal behavior coming out of the White House. It's actually a pleasure to be in this business right now. I don't know who said it, but it's an interesting thing to live in interesting times. It was a Greek philosopher. I didn't know him personally. So before the show, I got three newspapers. I got the New York Times, the local San Francisco newspaper, the San Francisco Chronicle, which has no mention whatsoever of the scandal emerging in Benghazi. Sheriff rejects mayor's demand, mysteries of the deep sea, alleged land use violations ignored, Sporting Green, Norman Yee, Mideast conflict. Not one mention of Benghazi and the fact that the president personally ordered, either him or Susan Pasta, ordered no help and let people die in Benghazi. He sent Susan Rice to speak for him, and anyone now attacks Susan Rice for being a lying SOB, lying to the American people. Obama says, you are attacking Susan Rice. You got to come through me. You got a problem with her? You got to come through me. This is the president of the United States? It's like a gang leader. You're talking to his chick, one of the chicks in his gang? And even though she got caught lying to the American people, you know, if you lie to a federal officer in the questioning, let's say the FBI investigates you for something and you lie to her, it's a felony. You'll go to jail. Ask Martha Stewart. But if you lie to the American people, you could become, I guess, Secretary of State under Obama. It's pretty interesting.